Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
This is a hell of a headline. Man eating 6 to 9 pounds of butter and cheese a day develops cholesterol hands while on carnivore diet.
Oh, good golly, Miss Molly.
Brother. This is something I've never even heard of, but it's an actual thing that can happen. So this is the backstory. A man who's only being identified as being in his 40s told doctors that he got diet advice from the internet, which, there you go, and began following an extreme carnivore diet for 8 months.
Dude, I saw this on TikTok, bro. Yeah,
good God.
Where's this man from?
It does not identify. Just says he's in his 40s.
I see it here.
Do you have it in yours? Where's he from?
We all know the answer.
Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, there you go. But for 8 months, he ate 6 to 9 pounds of butter, cheese, and hamburgers a day. He stopped eating all carbs, such as bread and sugar. Said he first felt great, lost weight, became more energetic, and had more mental clarity. But he started developing yellow lesions on his eyelids. Over the next month, they appeared on the palms of his hands, the soles of his feet, and his elbows. He looks like a butter sculpture.
That it looks like his hands, imagine like where the palm reader goes to read your palm.
It's filled
and then
in with fat.
Every single one of like the creases of your fingers. It looks like they wedged like Cheeto
butter.
Cheese underneath his skin, and it's just like that orange is just the hue is poking out in all of those little creases of your hand. It is the grossest thing.
Yeah. And it looks like he's made of butter or cheese or like what's that quick cheese in the can
cheese whiz
cheese whiz.
Yeah, dude.
Doctors diagnosed him with xanthelasma. It's a rare condition that impacts about 1% of patients with high cholesterol. It's yellow raised deposits of cholesterol that appear in the skin because the body cannot process it.
So now I've heard of the carnivore diet.
Yeah. Hell, I've done it.
But
I never had anything. Like, I never had any side effects.
Well, he's saying 6 to 9 pounds of butter.
Yeah, that's not the carnivore
cheese
diet.
Cheese or butter?
That's insane.
Like, now, what the carnivore diet is you eat meat. So beef, chicken, pork,
mm-hmm.
eggs, seafood.
Vegetables. But you don't eat carbs.
Dairy products and water,
mm-hmm.
right?
I was told no vegetables.
I was told no vegetables,
see,
too.
I did the one where you do have some minor roughage because of...
Well, and
is that not keto, then?
But I think what this guy did...
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're right. That is keto.
Well, the carnivore diet gets you into ketosis, which gets you ketones, which is what allows you to process. It's two different things.
Well, homeboy here is just like, he read, oh, dairy products, dude. And he leaned into butter and cheese. The amount that you would have to eat in order for this to happen to your body is absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah, I can't imagine eating, like, number one, that total amount of food.
Yeah.
6 to 9 pounds of cheese, butter, meat a day. Like, brother. Like,
now,
even at my peak
mm-hmm.
of just like, again, when in my early 20s, overseas, like working out multiple hours a day, mm-hmm. 16, 18 hours, like the stuff you can't push your body to. I was 240 pounds and I was eating anywhere around 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day and losing weight. Because of, like, even then, that's not 6 to 9 pounds of anything. Like, that's such an obscene amount of food.
Yeah. It's not healthy.
Good God.
Don't do it.
You can't eat 6 to 9 pounds of anything and have it be good for you.
I've also heard that the carnivore diet has largely been debunked by science. Because the whole idea behind it is that, you know, our ancestors, all they ate was meat, and they were healthy in that regard.
Which isn't true.
No.
There's a reason why it's hunter-gatherer.
Very rarely did they actually eat meat. They actually ate vegetables.
It's a lot of fruit and vegetables.
They ate leaves. Oh. They ate fruits that were around. That was basically what they ate.
Get primal, bro.
But, I mean... So.
Sup, bruh? I learned that because my wife is now a vegan because we watched a documentary.
Yeah, there you go.
You watched Game Changers.
Which is not off the internet.
No, nope. Blue Zones.
Yeah. Oh.
It's not off the internet, but, you know, it's internet adjacent.
Oh, gosh. I support her in her journey. I don't participate.
No, totally fair.
Yeah.
The science behind the ketosis thing is real.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff all makes sense. And it is one of the best ways to lose weight quickly.
Yeah.
Is to go very low carb. The biggest thing that everybody screws up is they don't drink enough water and they feel like crap. And they're like, oh, I can't do this because I feel like crap. I'm like, yeah, it's because you're dehydrated, brother.
Back to, I don't remember drinking water as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, we do it now.
I'm trying to think of, what were the fad diets when we were young?
Jenny Craig. Jenny Craig, man.
Atkins. Yeah. No, yeah, Atkins. Was like Atkins was the first, end, yeah.
I mean, it was just not eating. There was like a sugar water diet.
Oh, God, that. There you go.
Stupid juice cleanses.
Dude, I've done one of those.
I remember you doing it last year.
You did it here and you were not doing well.
No, it was 2 years. I think it was two years ago. Yeah. 2 years ago, yeah. I needed that cleanse and I was not.
No, and you gave me the heads up that you were doing it.
I jumped into a 5-dayer.
Yeah.
But don't do that.
Yeah, you were.
Start small, build your way up.
You were. Well, you also said you needed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had gone through quite a bit.
Did it help you at all? Did you feel better?
Yeah, I lost like 13 pounds in 5 days.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's necessarily good for you, though.
Well, when you saw my bloated face after like 2 weeks of trips and on a bender, yeah, I needed it. Believe me, everything I was doing prior to that was the unhealthy part.
Well, like, I'm pretty much carnivore now. I don't know how the Greek yogurt or, like, cottage cheese kind of fixes into that. But, like, that's pretty much all I'm eating. It's Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, a lot of chicken, a lot of turkey.
Cottage cheese literally makes me want to puke.
We used to do cottage cheese and, like, cheap steak. Like, yeah. Because it was
calories and protein.
Calories. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
High in
When you're
protein.
On a budget, you go down on, like, what is it, Meat Tuesday at the old Albertsons, and you would do, like.
Can I tell you something that I'm not above doing?
What
we have a local grocery store in Newburgh.
You get a Dollar Tree steak?
Not Dollar Tree.
Don't knock it till you try.
No. There's no amount of baking soda that can save a steak that's that bad. But if I'm cooking just for myself and I know I'm cooking that night, I will go over into the about to expire.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that,
right?
Yeah,
because a lot of times you will get like a singular like.
Yeah,
filet mignon or nice New York for half the price.
Oh,
so not quite Dollar Tree, but
all right. Hey, do you want to know some ridiculous fad diets through history?
There you go. Hit me with them.
175 BC, the cabbage and urine diet.
Is that where you drink your own urine?
Yep, it was pretty self-explanatory there as I read through it. Cato the Elder was a Roman statesman, writer, and public speaker who was a massive fan of cabbage. He not only promoted eating plenty of cabbage, but also drinking urine of people who had a high diet of cabbage, so not even your own. He believed that cabbage could cure ulcers, dysentery, warts, indigestion, and even drunkenness.
God, if you had to live during an era of kook diets, I would have much rather been in the cocaine diet than the urine diet.
Well, how about the late 1800s, the arsenic diet pills?
I'm sorry, what?
Yep.
Is the idea here that death will make you lighter?
Yeah, maybe. Miracle cures, which could speed up the metabolism. Although the amount of arsenic within the pills was very small, they were still very dangerous.
Yeah, it's arsenic.
I would say so, yeah. The tapeworm diet of the early 1900s, where you were given a tapeworm. Yeah. That was...
How did they get it out back then?
Yeah, don't worry about that. It was... Don't worry about that. It was supposed to cure organ swelling, anaphylaxis, infections of the digestive system, appendicitis.
You know what?
Damaged vision, meningitis, epilepsy, dementia, or even death in severe cases would happen.
I thought you were saying it was curing those things.
Well, they did take a spin. All right. The Reach for a Lucky Diet of 1929.
Lucky Strikes?
Yep, that would be Lucky Strike cigarettes because nicotine suppresses your appetite.
It does.
That's why I'm so hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how about the Sleeping Beauty Diet of 1976 where people were voluntarily sedated for several days?
I mean, that sounds like fun.
Can't eat when you're sleeping.
Not a good
one. Got me there, dude.
I will tell you, though. I put on like 40 pounds through each hip surgery because I was very sedated and not moving and in my bed.
Well, yeah, but you were still eating. You weren't even awake. They were just like, yeah, night, night. See you in a while.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You know? Maybe just giving you enough to survive.
It'd be a lot cooler if we could just be sedated sometimes.
I'm going to disagree. I feel like that's been used in the past by bad people. Or governments.
Oh, come on.
Coward.
I'd like to not be sedated.
Trust your government.
Look, I'm not here for conspiracy theories. I don't want anyone sedating me.
I'm talking about voluntary sedation here.
I do not volunteer as tribute.
Get to be 40. You might change your mind.
I'm not going to voluntarily be sedated either.
No?
For several days?
I mean, well, several days is a bit much.
I got things I got to do.
Nah. I mean, there are times where I'm like, dude, I could really use a long nap.
Yeah, as I'm saying, you know, turn the gas up a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to go that far, though. Yeah. A little 20-minute power nap. Find my sweet spot.
I tell you what.
Can you imagine how groggy you would be after, like, being sedated for several days? It's like say you're sedated for three, it takes you probably another two just to be getting back to normal.
I would say, so my last hip surgery, I was sedated for almost 5 hours, which is a long time for that. Like, they don't like really going past, I think, four, but they will go further. It took me a day or two to come out of that. But then again, they gave me the fentanyl afterwards, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were getting rid of that.
Yeah, totally.
Well, they did not want me moving.
Imagine, like, going on what happened in, like, 1976? Like, could you imagine going on the sedated diet in 2001? You're, like, 9'8". You go in for 4 days, and you come out, you're like, what happened? They're like, you don't, dude.
Your beard's down to your knees.
You're like, you have no idea.
What if someone went in, like, on Friday night with their Luka Doncic Mavs jersey on, and they're just waking up right now?
That's right.
You might have been the one that broke the news to them.
Whoa! Just, this really happened? Came at
it's
me
five
quickly.
Years. It's 5 years later. Luka Doncic is a Laker. Wait, what? What happened?
Dude. A coma would be trippy.
Oh, God.
I also will not volunteer for that.
No. Want no part of that. Hard pass.
Idiocracy would happen if you go, like, for 100 years. That's the whole premise of idiocracy.
Smartest man alive.
That's right.
It's what plants crave.
Oh, man.
All right. You know what? We probably can't find a way to get this in any other way. Do you want to talk a little Senior Bowl?
Yeah, sure.
Let's get to some Senior Bowl stuff before we get into hour number three on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.